every Catholic church by the year 800 had its tabernacle. And now, while the immediate purpose was to provide Holy Communion, but as St. Augustine, remember, he died in the early 5th century. St. Augustine says, we dare not receive the Eucharist until we have first adored it. In other words, St. Augustine expressed the faith of the early church in Christ's real presence, the incarnate God became man. However, this is a very important however. What we now speak of as the present sacrament and the devotion to our Lord reserved in the Holy Eucharist, that did not start until heresies denying the real presence occasioned, as I've said by now several times, what we call development of doctrine. And I think we started our classes, remember, with development of doctrine. As I've said more than once, the church needs heretics. We need Hans Kungs. We need, in the United States, Richard McBrien. I keep repeating, those are amateur heretics. We need also some learned heretics. And one that I keep repeating, Karl Rahner. In other words, because of the heresies which began in the 9th century A.D., and the first principal defender of the real presence against the heretics was, I think I mentioned him, was it yesterday, St. Paschasius, P-A-S-C-H-A-S-I-U-S. Sisters, that little This little book is just a short summary of a thick volume that could be written on the history of Eucharistic adoration. And one reason, in God's providence, I'm sure, why even now that I should come to Calcutta and speak, not just now for 1 week, but we're in our second day of the second week on the Holy Eucharist. The occasion is the widespread dissemination of error. And when Pope Paul VI published Mysterium Fede, first time in the history of the Church, as far as I know, that any pope ever published an encyclical during a general council of the Church. Unheard of. But the Pope was afraid, and with good reason, as Pope Paul VI told a bishop friend of mine. and the bishop was meeting with him in Rome. Paul VI told my bishop friend, "When I go to bed at night, all I can think of is that I have a crown of thorns on my head." Paul VI foresaw the widespread dissemination of error in the Catholic Church. That is why, and his fears were realized. Sisters, the document, first document of Vatican II on the liturgy, a beautiful document, has been more misrepresented, more misinterpreted than any other document of Vatican II. Consequently, now he will start with the heresies that arose, I repeat, in the 9th century. And notice, Holy Spirit allowed the church peace for 800 years. No big heresy against the real peasants until the 9th century. And this is also good to hear, as I've said before, the first 6 councils of the Catholic Church were all met to defend the Incarnation. And that had to be clear and strong, burned into the minds of believing Christians, that God became a real man and that Jesus of Nazareth, a true man, was and is the true God. Then, in his providence, then, but only then, did God allow heresies to arise against the real peasants. Am I making sense, sisters? In other words, there is no Eucharist without the Incarnation. And every heresy against the real presence, every heresy had its roots and has its roots in errors regarding the Incarnation. Now the heretic, whose name will forever be associated with the real peasants, a Frenchman, the French name is Berengar, the Latin name is Berengarius, same person. Date 999 to 1088. He lived a long life. And he denied the real peasants on the score that to say that Jesus, the same Jesus who Mary gave birth to in Bethlehem, the living God in human form, is present in the Holy Eucharist, he said, no, that is impossible. And one reason he gave was because Christ cannot be in more than one place at the same time. And sisters, this is in the Bronx. And these were your contemplative sisters. As you know, I began teaching the Missionaries of Charity when the contemplative community was started.